Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking all about Pisces. This show is dedicated to all you really sweet little mermaids and mermen out there. Pisces is the sign of the fish, two fish swimming in different directions. So if you think about Pisces and how sweet they are, if you are fortunate enough to have a Pisces in your life, you will know what I am talking about. Pisces is a very, very compassionate sign, very charitable. It's a mutable water sign, and so they go with the flow, happy to take someone else's lead, especially if it's a trusted loved one. Pisces is very romantic. They're just very dedicated. It's a very dedicated sign. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac as well, so that's very fitting. And I'm going to get more into detail about Pisces later on in the show. I'm going to talk about the ruling planet, which is Neptune, Pisces being a mutable sign, Pisces being a water sign, and just also Pisces compatibility. So every month when the sun changes sign, I always dedicate the show to the sign. So tonight it's all about Pisces. So everybody who is having a birthday in the next few weeks, this show is for you. And just about everybody knows their sun sign, but if you are one of the very small percentage of people who don't know their sign, and that's usually because you're born on a cusp, I would suggest you get your free chart wheel on my website. You can go to new.theastrologer.com/chart wheel, and there you will get a free chart wheel which will tell you where the planets were at the time you were born. And then you can find out for sure what sign you are. And to get really specific, if you were really born on a cusp, like within minutes, it's always good to know the birth time. And so the birth time will tell you one way or the other what sign you really are. So there you have it. So the sun moved into Pisces yesterday, where it will be until March 20th. So over the next few weeks, we are in the clutches of Pisces and everything Pisces. And this week, we also have... we've got the sun in Pisces, we've got Venus and Neptune in Pisces. And so this is a very Piscean time, very Piscean time of year. Also, we have Mercury. I knew there was another planet. So we've got the sun, Mercury, Venus and Neptune all in Pisces. It's very dreamy, it's very spiritual, it's very creative. We have a lot of Piscean influence. So this week especially, we've got love planet Venus hooking up with Neptune, planet of the ethereal, spiritual, creative. Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. So when you've got love planet Venus and Neptune coming together in Pisces, this is a very romantic week for many, especially if you are a water sign, and that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. This is a very romantic week for you, so be sure to plan for that. Of course, it's a romantic week for everybody, depending on where the planets are at the time you were born. But if you are a Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, this is a week for romance, so make the most of it, especially with Mercury, communication planet Mercury in Pisces. That's all about letting somebody know how you feel. Also, with all this Piscean energy, it's about using your intuition, tuning into a higher source and allowing yourself to be guided, because Pisces, or the energy of Pisces, is very intuitive, very psychic. You know, there's a lot of Pisces, a lot of fish that are psychic. Empaths, meaning tuning into other people's emotions and feelings, and sort of just getting the vibe. So Pisces operates more on emotion and instinct rather than fact and logic. So if you think about the symbol of Pisces, which is the two fish swimming in different directions, you know, and there's, I'm doing this, you know, waving my hands around up and down, because it's like the two fish swimming in different directions. And, you know, the scales are glinting in the sun, and they're following the stream wherever the stream takes them. So that stream, if you're into metaphors, which a lot of Pisceans are, the stream can symbolize the subconscious mind, or the winding path of life itself, perhaps. And so Pisces is like those fish swimming along in the currents, taking what comes and throwing off rainbows and unicorns wherever it goes. I always think of poetry and poets as very Piscean as well, especially romantic poetry. Pisces are definitely a big softie. They're probably the softest sign of the zodiac. And as I said, Pisces is an immutable sign, immutable water sign. So it knows exactly how to go with the flow. Pisces is very easygoing. And I'm just talking about the characteristics of Pisces. Now, if you know a Pisces and you're thinking, that is so not the Pisces I know, they're very stubborn, you know, they want to take charge, I would have to say that there might be a bit of other influences in the chart, because nobody is purely one sign. You know, we're a mix or a combination of signs and planetary energies, and then how those planets interact with each other, and then in relationship or compatibility or synastry, then it's all about, you know, how you connect into someone else's planets. It's really complex. So each month when I say I'm talking about the characteristics of the sign of the month ahead, it really is just purely the sign. So if you're a Pisces, you know, you might have Taurus moon, you might have Mercury, Venus in Aries, and that would mean can be quite stubborn and wanting to dive in and take charge rather than just being purely Pisces, which is definitely go with the flow. As I said, Pisces is a very romantic sign. So much so that, you know, Pisces likes to tune in on an intuitive level to its partners, its friends. Pisces really intuits other people's emotional needs and doing whatever it can to meet the emotional needs of others. And when I think of Pisces, I think of Pisces is the sign that brings home the stray puppies or the stray kittens, because it can't bear to see these little babies left alone and hungry. And, you know, Pisces, it's a wonderful quality to have, and it'd be great if more people had that caring, compassionate quality of looking after others. But, you know, sometimes Pisces, it can get into trouble sometimes being so caring and so compassionate. People can sometimes take advantage of the kind heart of Pisces, the kindness and the caring and the sympathy. you know, sometimes Pisces can be taken advantage of because, you know, that saying, the glass is half full or half empty. Typically, Pisces sees the glass as half full. So, everything, as I say, really on every show, everything has its advantages and disadvantages or its shadow side. Now, Pisces is ruled by the planet Neptune, and Neptune is currently in Pisces. So there's a lot of strength at the moment, and maybe strength is not the right word when talking about Neptune. But there's a lot of, Pisces has a lot of favorable planetary influences at the moment because Neptune, its ruling planet, is in Pisces. So there's a lot of turbo-boosted energy when it comes to the characteristics of Pisces for a lot of fish. So, you know, Pisces is very spiritual, musical, creative, intuitive, compassionate, caring, charitable. So these characteristics have a boost at the moment because Pisces, your ruling sign, your ruling planet is in your own sign. So Neptune's all about fantasy, imagination, and creativity, you know. So it's like this is a great time for Pisces for brainstorming, you know, imagining anything fantastic that Pisces can possibly imagine. Now, Pisces is also the champion of lost causes. Pisces has, you know, incredible idealism. Be it reality or not, it doesn't really matter. It's like there's a lot of ideals, a lot of not so much its opposite sign of Virgo where it always seeks perfection, but it's more about just getting lost in the fantasy of things. Sometimes that can blind the Piscean person to the facts, you know, the people and the situation, you know. Maybe sometimes situations or people just can't be saved. So it's like Pisces has this really high, a lot of high ideals and a lot of fantasy, a lot of imagination, a lot of hope, I want to say in some ways, because, you know, that love of fantasy can make for a very imaginative friend. And it's like utopia. That's the word I've been trying to say, thinking of. It's like utopia. You know, the ideal, and I guess for many of us, the ideal would be utopia. But some Pisceans sort of get a bit lost between worlds, you know, like what's real, what's fantasy, taking care of responsibilities and that sort of thing is mundane, but it's something that we all need to do. Now, the good news here is, because Neptune Pisces ruler is in Pisces this year and for the next few years, the other good news is that Saturn, planet of responsibility and reality, is in a compatible sign at the moment. So Pisces can be very grounded. Also, Pluto, the heavy hitter of the zodiac, Pluto is planet of change and transformation, is also in a compatible sign. So you've got reality, a dose of reality with the planet of transformation coming together in a really positive way to affect Pisces. So basically what that means is that the reality, the fantasy and the dreams and, you know, the things that Pisces aspires to can actually have a chance of being turned into reality with these two heavy-hitting planets, Saturn and Pluto. So the interesting thing is Pisces at this time, I encourage you to really think big and dream big, really think big, dream big, because you really have Saturn and Pluto on your side helping to perhaps make reality of the situation. Now, Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, is called the planet of illusion because it rules all things illusionary. It's like the intangible, the ethereal, the abstract, the elusive. Dreams and fantasy fall within Neptune's realm, as does spirituality, idealism, as I was just talking about with Pisces. So it's sort of like it's easier to understand Neptune if you think of it in terms of that which can't be defined. So things that are changeable and things that don't really have any discernible boundaries. and things that you really can't put your finger on. It's sort of like the ethers where it's like it's not tangible, you can't touch and feel. That's really the realm of Neptune. So, of course, that is Pisces' ruler. Pisces also has a sub-ruler or an ancient ruler, and that's Jupiter. So this was in the days before we had telescopes and we knew that we had the three outer planets. And so Jupiter was assigned to Sagittarius as well as Pisces. So that's the connection that those two signs have, as well as both being mutable signs. So it's like Pisces has its main ruler of Neptune and then its sub-ruler of Jupiter. And the interesting thing is both Jupiter and Neptune are the planets of spirituality. So that's why Pisces is a very spiritual spiritual sign, connecting into a higher source, whatever that may be. The other thing about Pisces and Neptune is it's all about dreaming and daydreaming and paying attention to dreams. Getting messages in dreams is another Pisces-Neptune characteristic. I know, you know, some of us blur the lines between reality and fantasy, but, you know, that's sort of like the realm of intuition in some ways. It's like, you know, what parallel universes in I'm thinking that sort of pops into mind. So Neptune can sometimes be really pleasant, like it will be this week because it's hooking up with love planet Venus, or it can be a little bit more difficult because we're not quite sure about what's going on with Neptune. I think, you know, on the flip side, I think with Neptune it's very much about confusion. So on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is The Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thank you for joining me on tonight's show when I'm talking all about Pisces. If you are lucky enough to have a Pisces in your life, you will know what I mean when it comes to compassion and caring, taking care of others, you know, really being there. Pisces is a really great shoulder to cry on. They really get it. They're empaths. And for all you Pisces out there, happy birthday for the next few weeks. You have a birthday coming up. So as I was saying before the break, the ruler of Pisces is Neptune. And so Neptune's very romantic. It's very much rose-coloured glasses, you know, and that's a positive or a negative sense. And so, as I said, Pisces is also co-ruled by Jupiter, which is the ancient ruler of Pisces. And, you know, Jupiter has been referred to as the planet of good luck. So Jupiter is a planet of good luck because it brings opportunities and advantages and what can seem like a stroke of good luck, but with Pisces being so intuitive and guided by higher forces, maybe they're in the right place at the right time type of thing. So Jupiter is also the planet of travel and expanding the mind or expanding the soul. So Jupiter is all about like broadening horizons. So it's like learning, expanding the mind, expanding life experiences, traveling, and also on the flip side, it can be excess. So sometimes Pisces, you know, Pisces, because sometimes reality can be really hard to take for this sign. So sometimes people of this sign tend to tune out in different ways, and that can be drugs, alcohol, being extreme with fanatical views, which is more of the influence of Jupiter, or just not dealing with reality, finding it very hard. So Pisces is really great when they have a partner or someone else that can take care of the mundane or, you know, life's responsibilities. Hint, hint, that's a Capricorn, especially now that Saturn and Pluto are both in Capricorn. So it's about fortuitous opportunities coming to Pisces around dealing with reality. So that's a good thing. So Pisces is a water sign. And so water signs, and that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, are very deep emotionally. So they're born nurturers, they're very sensitive and sensitive to fluctuations in their environment with their loved ones. So they're very much psychic, intuitive, tuning into others, talking about feelings. That's really important for water signs. And but just be careful, there might be a little bit of passive aggression, because sometimes the water signs can't really speak up in a negative way, so it comes out in other ways. But, you know, sweet Pisces is sweet and gentle. And, you know, it knows how to transcend its own needs and feelings in order to reach out to someone else. So Pisces is a sign that really wants to help other people, men broken hearts, birds with broken wings, children from broken homes. So Pisces really has a huge heart. In other words, it's a very emotional sign because it's a water sign. But, you know, sometimes life can be difficult because there's only so much one person can do to help other people. When I think of charity, I think of Pisces and, you know, helping other people because they're just so empathetic and romantic and connected and compassionate. And just, you know, the amazing keywords that we all want to be, those keywords are assigned to Pisces. So there's so much emotional sensitivity around this sign. Now, Pisces is a mutable sign, and the other mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. So this is, mutable signs are all about changeability. So it's like very flexible, changeable. You know, on the negative, it could be a bit wishy-washy according to the other signs, but that's because they're flexible on all levels. You know, intellectually flexible, you know, seeing different arguments or of the same thing or two sides of the same coin type of thing. So Pisces is very good at sort of going with the flow. So if you think about the symbol of Pisces being the two fish swimming in opposite directions, it's very much about, you know, Pisces could go one way or they could go another way or they could go both ways because, you know, they're represented by two fish, not one fish, but two fish going in different directions. And that's sort of the reputation the mutable signs can have, especially Gemini and Pisces, because, you know, they can be wishy-washy because they can see all sides of the same argument. So, you know, and the mutable signs, they're very adaptable. But, you know, they can be inconsistent because, you know, which way do they go? There's too many options. So that could be a challenge for all the mutable signs, not just Pisces. So, you know, stability is something that, as I said, if Pisces can be coupled up with another sign that's very much about stability or grounding, you know, that would make a great team for Pisces. And I'm about to talk about compatibility for Pisces, like I do on all the shows, with how the signs get on with each other. So on that note, and without further ado, I will be talking about Pisces compatibility. So to start off, Pisces and Aries. So this is a really interesting combination because you've got the fire of Aries and the water of Pisces. And compatibility or synastry 101, according to astrologers, is elemental. So basically, you've got the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water. And so the way to sort of group the compatibilities is fire and air get on, and water and earth get on, and that's sort of how it goes. So, of course, as I always keep harping on, astrology is more than just sun signs. It's all the planets and all the signs and all the aspects they make. And then when you have compatibility, it's like all one person's complexities coming together with someone else's complexities. And how do they all get on? So Pisces and Aries. Now, you two are next to each other in the zodiac. So signs that are next to each other in the zodiac are generally, you know, not a bad match. Sometimes they don't understand each other. But overall, it's okay. According to astrologers, that connection is known as a semi-sextile, which is not too bad. It's a bit weak, but overall it's not too bad. So with Pisces and Aries coming together, it's an okay match because you probably have other planets in the other signs. So if you're a Pisces, you may have Mercury and Venus in Aries, and if you're an Aries, you might even have Mercury and Venus in Pisces. So there you see, that's how compatibility works. It's like, it's not just sun signs, it's taking all the planets into consideration. And you know, those inner planets like Mercury and Venus, they're never too far away from the sun. They're usually in the same sign as the sun, or the sign before or after the sun. So that's why you've got compatibility with signs one apart or next to each other. Typically, they get on for that reason. So, you know, you've got fire and water coming together when you've got Pisces and Aries. So you do understand one another on a deeper level because you are signs next to each other. But that's what will bind you overall. But Pisces tunes into Aries' deeper nature, whereas Aries sort of is a little bit self-absorbed, where Pisces is more about everyone else. So there you have it. So Aries, you know, Pisces sort of enables Aries to go off and be the fearless warrior that they are, while Pisces can take care of all the things to support Aries. So that's where the overall compatibility for these two come in. But sometimes I think you might look at each other and think, what the hey? You're both idealistic, but not always realistic. Pisces and Taurus, I really, really like this combination. This is one of my favorite compatibility combinations. It's a really sweet, gentle connection right from the start. You make great friends, you make a great match, great lovers, long-term partners. You're both really romantic. There's a really great intuitive connection between you. You complement each other really well. Taurus, you can be Pisces rock, providing the practicality and common sense that Pisces sometimes lacks. And Pisces, you can open up the bull to a world of dreams and possibility. Sometimes the bull, Taurus, can get a little bit stuck in the mud, but Pisces really softens up that thick exterior. Pisces and Gemini compatibility. Well, you're both mutable signs, so there's the connection there straight away. But you also, you're very flexible, the both of you. Gemini is far less emotional than Pisces. You do have a lot in common. You can both be indecisive, impressionable, adaptable, flexible, changeable, you know, changeable as the currents or the winds. So because of these similarities, you do enjoy an understanding of each other's natures. Pisces can follow Gemini's whims with less trouble than other signs. And Gemini understands Pisces' unrealistic side. So you both sort of tend toward grand schemes with little practical foundation. So I think if you don't have any sort of earth there to ground you both, it might be a little bit challenging. But overall, it's not a bad match. But Gemini is more cerebral and intellectual, whereas Pisces is definitely more emotional. Next up, we have Pisces and Cancer. Well, this is a great match because if you think about the formula, the elemental formula, Cancer is a water sign and so is Pisces. So overall, that's just a great match. Any signs that are of the same element get along really well. It's a really great foundation or a great basis for a connection. So Pisces and Cancer, you two are really similar in nature because you're both water signs. You're romantic, sensitive, dreamers. It's sort of like because you're both intuitive, even psychic, it's like you'll be able to read each other's minds, share big dreams. Cancer, you can help Pisces make those dreams become a reality. And then you're connected on a deeply, deeply emotional level, both being water signs. But, you know, Cancer tends to get its feelings hurt. And, you know, Pisces does too, but not as much as Cancer. So, Pisces, you're tuned in and nurturing, as is Cancer. So you'll help each other out of any sort of hurt. And very, very, very strong bond between the two of you, both nurturers and caretakers. Pisces and Leo. Now, this is an interesting match because there's a karmic connection between these two signs. And you seem very different in some ways, and then in other ways you're quite similar, which is actually not apparent at first. So Pisces, you'll adore the lion in your life for its strength and courage. You'll find the protection and direction you need with Leo. You are both big dreamers, but Leo, being a fire sign and a fixed sign, is more inclined to go after those dreams, whereas Pisces is very content or happy sitting back and dreaming the big dreams. But the one thing that you have that very much so that you have in common is that you're both incredibly sensitive. And I know Leo won't want to hear this at all, but you don't like having your feelings hurt. I mean, nobody does, of course, but these two signs more so. But at least Pisces is intuitive about such things and can take care of the big cat in these tougher moments. Pisces and Virgo. Now, you two are opposite signs of the zodiac, so opposites attract, but they can also get very tangled. So when it's great, it's wonderful, and when it's bad, it's awful type of thing. And really, that goes for all the signs, not just for Pisces and Virgo. So not only are you opposite signs in the zodiac, but perhaps opposite in life as well. Now, you're both flexible because you're both mutable signs. So that means you're both accommodating and nurturing, but in very different ways. You are willing to look after each other, and you do balance each other out very well. So Virgo, you can help Pisces take care of the mundane side of life And Pisces, you can show Virgo the importance of romance and emotion. But at times I think you might tend to try each other's patience, because even though you like to take care of people, both of you, Virgo and Pisces, you do it in very, very different ways. So that's the part where you would need to find balance. Pisces and Libra are the two most romantic signs of the zodiac, but you two have a karmic connection. So your relationship will probably endure because you do have several overarching qualities in common, both highly romantic and idealistic. You're both caring, agreeable, helpful people who will take good care of each other in a relationship. But the problem is, you may stay together in the name of love, even if the relationship isn't really what either of you wants. Libra needs more of an intellectual equal, and you just might find Pisces too ethereal or undirected. But overall, you're romantics at heart, and you are here together this lifetime to work something out. It's sort of like there's this past-life connection between Pisces and Libra. Now, Pisces and Scorpio, both water signs, so you know the formula. If you're of the same element, that's a really great place to start. So you understand one another's emotional depths, and that's really important for Scorpio, because Scorpio is a very, very emotionally deep sign. Most other signs just don't get it or can't understand that. So the connection between Pisces and Scorpio is very fluid and intuitive. And of course, you'll be feeling like you can sense each other's thoughts and emotions. And, you know, your communication is on lots of levels and not just verbally. And, you know, Pisces won't even mind Scorpio's possessive nature. Oh, on that note, saved by the break. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is The Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Pisces. The tonight's show is dedicated to all you Pisces out there. So just before the break, I was talking about Pisces and Scorpio. This is a really, really great match. You're both water signs. You understand each other at a very, very deep emotional level. You can intuit each other's thoughts and feelings. Communication is not just verbal, it's on lots of levels. And I was saying, I was making myself laugh just before the break, Pisces, you won't even mind Scorpio's possessive nature or intensity. It's like that has most people running for the hills. But Scorpio, that Pisces doesn't mind that at all. Because Pisces comes from this like really deep desire to connect. And that's what you share together as both water signs. You're both romantic, sensitive, responsive, and probably overwhelmed by the connection you share. So that's Pisces and Scorpio. Pisces and Sagittarius, you have a lot of similarities. You're both mutable signs. Your ideas or ideals will either match up or they'll be poles apart. That's really the crucial thing here. Because not only are you both mutable signs, but you have Jupiter as a ruler. So Sagittarius has Jupiter as a ruler and Pisces has Jupiter as a co-ruler. So this is all about ideals and seeing the bigger picture, philosophy, the philosophies of life, values, even like faraway places. If there's some cause that you have or a shared goal, that's to do with like a bigger picture or a broader vision. That's where you'll really connect in well. But, you know, you tend to change your minds a lot because you're both mutable signs. You can be indecisive, changeable, going with the flow. That's not always a bad thing. So that works well with Sag, who's always charging off on some sort of adventure. And then Pisces will really very sensitive. So it's sort of like Sag likes to be off on an adventure, exploring, whereas Pisces, being very sensitive, might get their feelings hurt around Sag, and Sag won't even mean to do it. But Sagittarius can be very blunt sometimes, very blunt and straight to the point, and might not even realise that they're hurting anyone's feelings. Pisces and Capricorn. You know, if you are in a Pisces-Capricorn relationship, there's really good news for you at the moment because Neptune is Pisces' ruler, it's in Pisces, and Capricorn, we've got Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So there's a lot of dreams and reality coming together really nicely, a lot of opportunity around dreams and reality for Pisces and Capricorn. So this is a really nice combination. And the interesting thing is I've been seeing a lot of Pisces-Capricorn couples lately, people writing me who are Pisces and Capricorn. So it's sort of like taking the relationship to the next level this year and next year. Well, let's just say for the next 3 years. It's definitely Pisces and Capricorn, you should be thinking of the long term, have long-term agenda, have long-term plans. And setting them in stone for the next 3 years, during the next 3 years. So Pisces and Capricorn, you complement one another really well. Capricorn is very practical, materialistic, and it's paired really well with Pisces' emotional, sensitive nature. So you make a really well-rounded team. You come together really well. But Capricorn, there's a little bug here because Capricorn, you might find yourself growing impatient sometimes with Pisces, you know, the dreaminess and, you know, the lack of reality. And Pisces, you might be a little bit baffled by Capricorn's need for logic, efficiency, security. You might not get each other, but if you can work it out, you'll make a formidable team. Pisces and Aquarius. You two are really different, but, you know, there's the rule. You're next to each other in the zodiac. So you can make it work. You just need to understand your similarities, and that is the humanitarianism from both of you. Coming at it from different points of view, Pisces comes at charitable causes from an emotional point of view, whereas Aquarius is more about an intellectual point of view. So Pisces, you really need that emotional bond to feel secure in a relationship. And sometimes emotional ties can make aloof Aquarius bolt in the opposite direction. So Aquarius, you know, doesn't like to feel tied down or restricted in any way. And Pisces might come across a little bit too clingy, but you're both very idealistic, very charitable and humanitarians. So you're driven by a need to help others, but just in a very different way. And finally, Pisces and Pisces love compatibility. I just can't imagine how romantic and dreamy and emotional this relationship is. It's probably like really incredibly overwhelming and saturated with emotion. You might have a hard time staying focused or directed when you're together, since neither of you are very practical. But of course, you know, there's other planets that should be taken into consideration more than just sun signs when it comes to compatibility. And long-term connection might be a little bit difficult if you don't have any fixed planets in your charts. But you will be very, very devoted to each other and share a deeply intuitive bond that goes way beyond anything that's physical or intellectual. There's something really spiritual and magical when two Pisces come together. You know, this really strong instinct, a very strong bond that is intangible. All right, so the prediction, 2018 prediction for all you Pisces out there, and this is based off where the planets are this year. So as I've been saying, you know, Neptune is your ruling planet, and so there'll be subtle changes that are coming your way. And I said that like all your characteristics of Pisces are definitely supercharged at the moment because Neptune is in your sign. So it's like the big thing here is making sure you're grounded, but that really won't be an issue because of Saturn and Pluto. But really tuning into your dreams, your intuition, your psychic ability, any sort of creativity is good. So trust your intuition. You may find yourself gaining valuable information from your hunches. Your spiritual life will be very important to you over the next few years. Compassion increases and helping others selflessly. That's the influence of Neptune. Now, Saturn and Pluto, as I keep talking about, are going to be forming a positive influence to all you Pisces. So with regards to Saturn, it's all about being grounded and steady, having endurance, and, you know, recommitting yourself to projects that you may have started and not finished, and really making some sort of steady progress towards any sort of goals that you have. And it's really like getting back on task and taking care of responsibilities. Taking care of responsibilities, finding that nothing's distracting you, whereas previously, you know, you can be very distractible because, you know, there's so much that you're tuning into. And, you know, taking advantages of opportunities that come your way over the next few years, being very pragmatic with Saturn, there especially, good sense of timing, sticking to your task list, your to-do list, but overall taking care of responsibilities. And not feeling overwhelmed by life's responsibilities either. Now, there's also a really good influence from Pluto, which is planet of change. So this is a good time to let go of habits and any sort of issues that are keeping you from reaching your fullest potential or utilizing your personal power. So there's a really great influence here from Saturn and Pluto. So that's now 2018 through for the next few years. So I said also this week we've got Venus in Pisces forming a conjunction to Neptune. It's an extremely romantic week. It might even feel like one long, happy romantic movie during this week. Be careful of illusion, though. Things might be pink smoke and mirrors. It's not all bad, though. It's quite nice. You know, some of us might be living in a daydream consumed by our idealistic visions of the perfect world. So we're able to bring this ideal existence down to the earthly plane because of Saturn and Pluto helping us along, giving us a dose of reality. And also Mercury in Pisces is forming a sextile to Saturn in Capricorn. So this week is a perfect time to work on a project that requires skill, mental discipline, attention to detail. Even though Mercury is in Pisces, that's not usually the case, But with the positive influence from Saturn, it's really good about taking methodical steps and approaches and being pragmatic and using our practicality. And, you know, not giving up when things get tough or feeling too overwhelming. So now I'm going to move on to your weekly horoscope. So this is just a reminder that we've got the Sun, Mercury, Venus and Neptune all in spiritual, romantic, dreamy, idealistic, creative Pisces. So if you're an Aries, intriguing energies are opening you up spiritually this week. So expect some weird but fascinating coincidences, strange signs, and maybe shivery feelings. Listen carefully to your dreams and your intuition. Your inner voice has something to say. If you are a Taurus, celebrate your social life this week, especially your quirky friends and your own eccentricities. Show your friends how much you care for them and how much you appreciate their support and their company. Wear your heart on your sleeve. If you are a Gemini, watch out for style over substance at work and in your career. It's a great time for charming your way to the top, as you are so good at doing. But bear in mind that others may be equally insincere in what they say and do. Play the game, Gemini, but play it wisely. If you are a Cancer, feed your soul with the arts. Creativity runs strong in your veins, so stretch your imagination and follow intriguing signs toward a stronger spiritual understanding. Dance, music, art, and sculpture may have deep meaning for you now. If you are a Leo, be careful not to get romance and money tangled up in your head. Be scrupulous with financial dealings and avoid any temptation to try to buy love. You're more easily confused than normal just now, so attention to detail definitely matters. If you are a Virgo, romance can be beautiful this week with all that Piscean energy. But be sure to accept your partner for who he or she truly is. Don't try to change them or to rescue or save them. Just enjoy their company, Virgo. Count your blessings and share your vision for your shared future. If you are a Libra, your compassionate heart is on full display this week. So don't be surprised to find people confiding in you or seeking your advice. Be positive and proactive about keeping your own emotional health intact. However, negativity can be catching, so remember to protect yourself and don't get caught up in someone else's doom and gloom. If you are a Scorpio, your love life takes on an illusionary, almost magical air. The line between fantasy and reality is blurred, but who cares? So long as you're having fun and you understand the bigger picture, intoxicating energies are all around you. Oh, the dreamy dreamers. If you are a Sagittarius, difficult family members will melt if you just apply a little flattery and show some interest in them. Enjoy exploring the past with older relatives and make the effort to include a relatively new in-law who may feel left out. If you are a Capricorn, expressing yourself beautifully through words, music, or art should come naturally this week. You're gifted with the ability to heal through words, so choose them wisely and use them with compassion and thought. Someone will be really glad you did. If you are an Aquarian, simple pleasures are important now, so take time out to appreciate the beauty which is all around you. A strong connection to the natural world will heal and rest you. No matter what the weather or where you live, get outside and soak it up. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, with so much activity in your sign, you're feeling strong, energized, and refreshed this week. Take the lead in righting a wrong or fighting a cause. You have so much to teach the world. Now is a great time to start. So there's your weekly horoscope. And I just can't emphasize enough how much Piscean energy we have going on this week. There is just so much creativity, intuition, psychic ability, any sort of anything that's ethereal that we can't touch and feel. A lot of us will be empaths with all this Piscean energy. It's like picking up on the feelings of others will be really the key here. And what's going to be really important, which is what all Pisces should do, but really all of us with this Piscean energy, is to protect ourselves. You know, like think about the white light and manifest, and really, because we're like sponges at this time, absorbing all of everything that's going on around us. And what typically happens with this type of energy is we're absorbing people's emotions, and that's negative or positive. And if we take on too many emotions from other people, it starts to sort of come into our body and manifest into something else if there's no outlet or if there's no protection. So with the Sun, Mercury, Venus and Neptune all in Pisces, and I have to say, forming a square to Mars currently in Sagittarius, it's really important that we think about protection. Anyway, that's it from me. Thanks for joining me. This is The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a great week.